it was also important that some people could stay. There were vital industries that had to be kept going within the cities, and so they would not be moved. Those who could be moved and were not essential were sent out into the reception areas. They would need to move between 3 and 4 million people within the first 72 hours. As it happened, it was nothing like that figure, but that was the figure that was underpinning all the planning of that time. And there was a need for the government to implement the scheme as soon as tension began, not when war was declared. A lot of people have actually said to me, why is it I can remember being in my billet, in other words, in the reception area, listening to Chamberlain saying we were at war with Germany on the Sunday? Well, quite simply, because a lot of the children were moved before war was even declared, on the basis that it was easier to bring them back if there wasn't going to be a war, rather than have all these children moving to a certain extent under a lot of panic, panic measures, all of a sudden. And so they were already there in the countryside. The countryside was divided into three areas. The evacuation areas were those places which were considered to be at risk. In other words, those places which were highly industrialised, they were the main communication arteries: London, Manchester, Birmingham, Liverpool, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, etc., etc. The big major target areas. The reception areas were those areas which were considered to be safer. They were not necessarily safer, but they were considered to be safer. And those tended to be in the West Country: Dorset, Somerset, Devon, Cornwall, all of Wales, the Lake District up in the northwest, and some of the Highlands of Scotland were mainly the reception areas. And to begin with, so too was the south coast. A lot of children were moved to the coast, along the south and around the east coast, until, of course, Germany invaded France, and those areas were in danger. And so those children were moved again in 1940. Now we have this strange areas called the neutral zones. Now, neutral zones were technically areas where you could not be evacuated out of, nor could you be evacuated into. But they made some big mistakes, because Plymouth, which was the naval headquarters in this country, and Bristol, which was the fifth largest port in this country, were both declared neutral zones. So if you were a child in Plymouth, you could not be moved out and you could not be moved in, until someone said, hang on, this has got to be wrong, because all these children are in danger. And so Plymouth was then renamed as an evacuation area, so children could move from Plymouth. But Bristol didn't. Bristol remained a neutral zone until 1942, by which time Bristol had suffered the Blitz. What they did in 1939, in January, they had to do a survey of how many spaces there were in the reception areas. So they called these people visitors, really original name. They were called visitors, and they were told to go round these areas with a clipboard and a questionnaire asking how many people they could take. In some areas, they did not use women as visitors, because they were considered to be too nosy and they would spend too much time gossiping. So they were told that they were not allowed to use women visitors. So most of these visitors were men. Now, you live in a four-bedroom, semi-detached house, all right? You have two adults and two children. You don't count the kitchen or the bathroom, How many children could you take extra? Have a guess. If you had that house, how many would you take? Four, you say?
Ten.
Ten? Ten. Ten, okay. How many do you reckon? Four bedrooms, two adults, two children. How many extra do you think you could take? Just a guess. Have a guess. Ten as well. Wow. Anybody else? Three. Yeah, well, three or four I would have said. However, you're absolutely right. Because originally they did reckon that you could take 10 or 12 evacuees. How did they work out that figure? Well, quite simply, they gave each house a code number. And all you had to do was work out how many people fitted the number. If you were aged under 5, you counted as 0. So technically, you could fill a house with all loads and loads of kids under the age of 5. If you were between the ages of 6 and 11, you counted as a half. If you were over the age of 11, bearing in mind school leaving age was 14, you counted as 1. Right? So you could either have 3 11 to 14 year olds, or 6 5 to 11, 6 to 11 year olds, or hordes and hordes and hordes of children under the age of 5. And that's how they worked it out. But basically, most people took in 3 or 4 evacuees, or even less than that. They never made any checks at all on the suitability of children, of people to take in children.